Hey guys, how you doing? Happy Monday. Boom. Just having a really great day. I'm calling this about lunchtime on Monday. I had a great weekend. I drove on Saturday. I was in Upper New York for a couple of days. And speaking yesterday in Binghamton. Had a great word church show yesterday. Drove all the way back yesterday. And got a busy week here in Sturbridge this week. We have Easter weekend coming up this weekend, but all is good. A really great time yesterday. Saw at least about 7 people testify they were healed right in the middle of a sermon. I have this new thing where I'm doing healing just right in the middle of a sermon now. It's actually something I used to do a lot more of, and you know, it's interesting. We can know something and let it go. The Raj of the Hebrew says we need to give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest at any time we let them slip. And this thing I used to do, I began doing it in India years ago, where I'd preach for about 10 minutes and then I'd say, guys, I'm not even going to preach the rest of my sermon until people get healed. It's like I want to ask the Lord to come and confirm what I've already preached and just ask Jesus to come and heal people and then see who got healed. And one thing I learned this from Ian Andrews years ago, that God will always confirm his word. And I've never once done that without somebody being healed. And I never will, because God confirms his word. So, boom. what will I say up to? I am working on a new course on preaching, how to preach without notes, which I think will really help some people. So I hope to have that online later in the week. And got a missions trip coming up in about 3 weeks to Ireland. Keep that in your prayers if you will. And lots of good things happening there. So, boom. Let me share something with you real quick. I was thinking about today. And just a few quick thoughts on how to read your Bible. I don't know if you've ever thought about that. And sometimes younger or new Christians will come to me and say, Graham, how do you read the Bible? And I was thinking about that this morning as I went for a walk, that there are, I know some, you know, really younger Christians who've never read the Bible, who've got no familiarity with the Bible. They're actually quite easy to help, but I think the challenge in the world I live is there's people who have read the Bible, but they don't read the Bible anymore. You know, if you think about it, the goal of reading the Bible is not to get to know the Bible. The goal of reading the Bible is the end in itself, is that you would become somebody who in an ongoing basis reads God's word for the rest of your life. And I think the danger, again, of the kind of churches I spend time, the kind of church I lead myself, is that we get people who've been around the kingdom for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And in one sense, they know the Bible really well. They know hundreds of verses. You mention something and they're like, oh, I know how that relates to this. And they've kind of got a lot of knowledge. And yet it's amazing, because sometimes I'll ask people, or often I just ask the Lord, how many people never on an ongoing basis read the Bible? It's not part of their daily life. Rather, they've kind of become an expert in it. The real danger there I see as well is when somebody does that, they then tend to flip into this place where they start reading other things and get into weird and wacky and bizarre teachings that have nothing to do with the Bible. And that they, in a way, they end up with a kind of knowledge of the Bible, but it's a very fragmented knowledge of the Bible. It's like little different pieces of the Bible, but they're not washing themselves in the water of the Word. So let me give you 4 quick keys today that will help you, I believe, read the Bible. Number one, start. Start. There's a little verse I love in the book of Nehemiah. It says, so they began this good work. And I think there's always actually a danger that we can live with this great expectations, Charles Dickens said. We can live with this intention of beginning really soon. We can live with the idea that my life's really busy today, but real soon I'm going to get into this. And it's sort of like a big item on our to-do list, but we never actually begin. So number one, key number one, start. Key number two, start small. So rather than think, I'm going to memorize the whole of Ezekiel in one day, you know, I like to tell everybody, read one chapter a day. Read one chapter a day. Yeah. Less if you need to. Read one verse a day if you need to. But start small. Start with something. Because as you actually begin to meet God in His Word, your appetite, your desire is going to grow and increase in that. Reading the Bible is to the soul, if you will, what exercise is to the body. Just start small. Start. Don't beat yourself up because you're not doing something amazing. Start at a small level. Yeah. Key number, what was that? Key number three. That's key number two. Key number three, prioritize Jesus. The writer to the Hebrews says God has spoken various and in sundry ways. He's spoken many different ways. Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he made the heir of all things. And all of the Bible is for us, but all of the Bible points to Jesus. And I would say begin, you know, if you're a new Christian, begin with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you're a bit of an older Christian like me, never lose sight of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the epistles. In your way, be constantly touching Jesus, seeing Jesus in every book of the Bible, and then work your way out. But anytime you think you know something about God, you don't see Jesus, you're in delusion. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. So read the Bible through the lens of Jesus. Hey, number four, read the Bible with Jesus. Don't read the Bible to gain intellectual knowledge about Jesus, but rather spend time with him. Say, Lord, speak to me as I read this. Lord, I want to hear your heartbeat. I want to know you. Lord, as I take 20 minutes and read this, you know, couple of chapters, whatever that may be, I want to actually meet with you. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your heartbeat as I read this. And as you put a demand on that, the Spirit of God will make the written word into the preceding word and breathe life into you. And here's a great key. We end with this one, but key number five, read, write, and speak the Bible. So as you're reading God's word, get a notepad, a pen, get a journal, a moleskin, whatever, and write down some of the verses that speak to you. You don't have to write everything down, but make notes, write, engage, be intentional. When you read the Bible, come to it with that attitude that says, I'm going to engage in this. I want to do something with this. Secondly, you know, I mean, read, write, that's secondly, isn't it? Then speak God's word out loud. Faith comes by hearing. So if I were going to read through a chapter, what I would do is read through. I would write down certain verses that speak to me. And at the end, I'll say them out loud two or three times. I'll say them, I'll pray them, I'll hear them. I'll kind of chew on them, I'll meditate them. And I want to build in me, and I want to build in you that lifelong habit of engaging with the word of God. Boom. Hope that's a help to you guys. Again, if you're in New England, join us this coming Sunday, Sturbridge Worship Center at 10 at NEF, Norwalk, Connecticut at 4 p.m. for our two Easter Sunday services. And I'm wishing you well and a happy coffee day.